till it can't arrive. Oh, turn around, look them in the face. They don't like how sunlight tastes. No, 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 no. Standing on the corner, waiting on a school bus. She said, I had such bad luck. I got the bad hair and the bad skin. I just could not understand it.
Yeah. walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma. Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, "Young'un, you can't drink that water." She said, "You drink from that fountain over there." Yeah. And that fountain had a sign. Said, "For colored only." I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, Grandpa. My grandpa was so proud of me, y'all. I went down in Forest, Mississippi one time there. Didn't know no better. But I integrated a Washeteria. He would tell everybody, my grandbaby Mavis, she went up in that Washeteria and washed her clothes. And all the black ladies followed her on up in there. I'm proud of my grandbaby. I saw many more of those signs as I lived in Mississippi. I'm so glad I can say that I saw every one of those signs. Dr. King saw that every one of those signs were taken down.
Music right there from Mama Mavis, soul icon, freedom fighter, and my absolute personal hero, Mavis Staples. Music from her 2007 album, Will Never Turn Back. It's the song Down in Mississippi. In the middle, it is music from a musician and an album that completely snuck up on me. Alison Russell released her debut album, Outside Child, 2 years ago, and it was a great album. It was an enjoyable album. And then she released her sophomore album, The Returner, just last month, and I did not expect it to pack such an incredible punch. The compelling Montreal root singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Alison Russell, known for her works with groups like Birds of Chicago, returns with her sophomore album, The Returner. It's an album that just tackles both personal demons and demons at large in beautiful, brave, and vulnerable ways. Coincidentally, we heard the song Demons from Alison Russell there in the middle. And before Alison Russell, we had Daptone Records R&B gospel trio, the Como Mamas. From their album Move Upstairs, we heard the song Out of the Wilderness. Hey, listen, last year in 2022, we counted down our top 10 favorite albums of the year. UK DJ, electronic musician and producer Tisha not only found her way into that top 10, she found herself at number one, and for very good reasons. She makes electronic music that is full of heart. This particular song we're going to listen to is the kind of song that when you find a new romance and you just want to dance and let loose with that person, this is the song to do it. It is Tisha with Only L right now here on Girly So Groovy.
baby's a given. Making a living can feel so slow. A change in the rhythm, the pace is forgiven, it's not so slow. You push it, pull it harder than before, you have motion. Wish it, do it more than you've enjoyed with emotion. Cause baby's a given, making a living can feel so slow.
Music from an album that is turning 3 decades old this year. It is iconic Icelandic Björk, going back to 1993 with her debut album, aptly titled Debut. It's Björk with the song Violently Happy. In the middle, it is music from UK writer, DJ, and radio producer Nabaha Iqbal. We've been featuring Nabaha Iqbal quite a bit here on Girly So Groovy. Her newest album is called Dreamer. She released it earlier this year in April. The type of music Nabaha Iqbal makes exists almost in two worlds. On one hand, if you're a fan who enjoys indie rock from acts like Warpaint or 10,000 Maniacs, you'll find something you love about Nabaha Iqbal. But if you love that kind of blissful house music, you will find things that remind you of Tisha or Björk in the music that Nabaha Iqbal makes. Again, the new album is called Dreamer. We heard the song Gentle Heart. And speaking of Tisha, that's how we started the set. From her album Capricorn Sun, which was our number one Girly So Grooviest album for 2022, we heard the song Only L. Okay, we are going to do a total turnaround here. We're going to actually kick off the second hour with alternative indie rock. So why not wrap up this first hour? Right now it is Toronto lo-fi alternative act Pax. Her new album is called The Crispy Crunchy Nothings. It's Pax right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly